I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how.
Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so by the time this episode comes out, we have roughly half of the year left. What? I just can't believe it. I don't know how we made it halfway through the year already. This just blows my mind. Like every time I think about what month it is and how quickly time is going by, it always blows my mind. But that means it's time to do a little check-in on those New Year's goals and resolutions. Because by the time we hit this June-July timeframe, our New Year's goals are often long behind us. But not because we've hit our goals, but because we've given up on them. And so most people will have initial success with their diet. It's new, it's exciting, it's different, they're motivated. And oftentimes we're seeing success, especially in the beginning. We're seeing the scale go down and it feels really good. Our clothes are starting to fit better. Maybe we're even getting some compliments. Other people are noticing. We feel stronger, better, fitter. But inevitably, there comes a bump in the road. Maybe you get sick or injured. Maybe the winter weather keeps you from exercising. Maybe that spring break trip totally messes with your normal routine and it feels really hard to get back on track. Or maybe your regular life just starts to take back over. And once again, you fall off the wagon, never to return again. At least not until January, that is. And this is the key problem, is that you keep trying to lose weight in a vacuum. You shut out everything and everyone around you for a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months. You go hardcore, all in, but it's not real life, so it doesn't last. You might lose weight in a vacuum, but you can't maintain it. Something's gotta give. So whether you've lost weight this year, but regained some already, or you're struggling to lose any weight at all, the starting point is the same. You've got to focus on your belief. Belief in yourself, belief in your ability to hit your goal, belief that this time actually will be different because you are taking a new approach to food, fitness, and body. But you've got to stop spending all your time sitting in a pit of despair, believing there's no hope, there's no way out, or it's simply not possible for you. Those thoughts feel terrible. And it's normal to lose belief in yourself. It's normal to lose that commitment. This is all a part of the process. But we have to get back on track. And the way we do that is with our thoughts first. So it's okay that maybe you've lost belief and that you don't believe in yourself right now because you've never done this before. You've never lost weight in a way that feels somewhat easy, i.e. not restrictive. You've never lost weight and been able to keep it off. And so you're venturing into new territory here. But the real question is, do you want to stop believing that you can't do it? Do you want to stop believing that you're destined to live in a body you hate forever? And finally get some help. Do you want somebody every week who believes in you and your ability to achieve your goal? Do you want to become the person who believes that they can achieve anything they want in life? Because this is what coaching is all about. You can find hundreds, if not thousands, of weight loss plans online for free. You don't need me for that. You need me when your belief breaks down. You need me in those moments when the scale isn't moving as fast as you'd like. When you keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. After you binge and feel like total shit about yourself. When you're struggling to get back on track, even when you know logically what to do. This is where the real work lies. It's in those moments when past you would have given up, but this time you don't. You face the fear, you face the shame, and together we evaluate so that you can better understand what's truly going on underneath the surface. And look, I get it. This part can feel painful in the moment. But the real pain is spending every day for the rest of your life feeling stuck and not knowing how to get out of it. Living in a body you hate and are uncomfortable in. Seeing pictures of yourself and feeling so much shame and embarrassment. Hating getting dressed in the morning because nothing feels flattering on your body. Or feeling like you're doing all the right things and still not seeing the results you want. This is the real pain. And it doesn't end there because the most insidious part about it all is how it wrecks your confidence and self-belief, and it creeps into every other area of your life. And before you know it, you're avoiding friends and family get-togethers because you don't want people to see how big you are. You stop actually looking at your reflection in the mirror because you're so disappointed in what you see. Physically, you spend time with your spouse or kids, but mentally, you're checked out and constantly consumed with thoughts about food, calories, exercise, and how you're not setting a good example. You stop marketing your business because you feel so self-conscious. You stop dating and making new friends because you're afraid of what other people will think of you. You stop dancing, painting, riding horses, trying new things, going on adventures. And you feel like such a hypocrite hating your body, yet going to brunch with the girls, so you stop going altogether. So what feels more terrible? How you're feeling right now, in this moment, in this week, in this month, in this body that you're in? Or the fear of trying something new, the potential for disappointment, but actually going after your dreams, making progress, and getting closer to your goals? Do you really want to miss out on the rest of your life wondering what could have been? Do you want to look back 20 years from now regretting all the time you wasted, worrying about food and what you could or couldn't eat, and your body and how it didn't look perfect enough, obsessively exercising or thinking about what you did and didn't do and what you need to do more of? I really started doing this work when I was about 32, 33 years old. From the time I was 8, I thought I was fat. And I was actively dieting around the age of 16. So I think about my late teen years and all of my 20s and all of the mental bandwidth that was wasted worrying and obsessing about food and my body and exercise. I think about the missed opportunities, the times I said no to going out with friends, the times I said no to trying a bite of something new, the times I said no to going to new restaurants, the times I opted to go to the gym for the second time that day instead of to go out with girlfriends, or the times I left the party early so that I could go work out. All of the missed opportunities because I was so self-conscious and so worried and consumed about what I could and couldn't eat or what I needed to be doing in the gym or how I needed to make up for something the day before. And I think about how much was wasted in those 16 years. And then I think, thank God it was only 16 years and not 30 or 40. Thank God I got to a point where I didn't care how much it cost or how long it took. I was going to figure this shit out once and for all. Thank God I didn't give up on myself because I have had such an easier time the past 4 years. In particular, with gaining weight while being pregnant and not freaking out about how I was going to lose it. This tripped me up. I did not want kids for a long time for a couple of reasons. Number one, I knew that it was going to take a lot of time, energy, mental bandwidth, and money to raise them. So I already knew that going in. But there was another second very big piece around my body as to why I didn't want kids. Because I didn't want to get pregnant. I didn't want to gain weight. Why would I voluntarily gain weight if I didn't have to? Because I was just so terrified I wouldn't be able to lose it. It was such a struggle to lose weight. It was such a struggle to maintain my weight. Why on earth would I voluntarily do that? So for a long time, I didn't want kids because I didn't want to get pregnant. And the real issue here was that weight loss used to feel so out of my control, which is exactly why I've titled this episode, Take Control of Your Weight Loss, because really it's all within our control. It is the result, the body, the life that you want. It is within your control. That's what I couldn't see at the time. But I had such an easier time being pregnant and getting pregnant when I did because I knew I was going to lose the weight with ease. I wasn't fuck it eating all through my pregnancy, so I only gained 25 pounds. It was like the bare minimum for what my body needed in order to support a baby. I did not stress about losing the weight after the baby. It was so much easier to wear a bikini 4 months postpartum, even though I still had some shitty thoughts about my body. And I did it anyways, right? Over the last 4 years, I've tried so many new restaurants and new foods and new drinks and enjoyed myself, enjoyed my time with friends, and I didn't make food the main priority. It no longer was about the food. It was about who I was with and connecting with the people that I was with. And I found new ways to exercise that don't leave me feeling exhausted and drained of energy or injured. I actually had an opportunity last weekend to wear a dress that I didn't really feel fully sexy in. And I chose to wear it anyways. I chose to quiet that inner mean girl who likes to point out what she sees as flaws and not good enough, not thin enough, and I chose to have a great night. Okay, because doing the mindset work, it doesn't mean that you never have shitty thoughts about yourself or your body ever again. It means that one, they don't come up so frequently, and two, you can redirect your thoughts so much easier. And you choose to tell yourself a different story and not let it hold you back from the things that you want to do. It feels so much worse to stay stuck, spinning in confusion and frustration, than to feel the excitement of going after what you truly want in life, knowing you have someone by your side, a few steps ahead to guide you along the way. Someone on the outside who can give you the perspective and encouragement to keep going and to know and trust that you're on the right track. One of the thoughts that I give clients is, keep going, it's working. But this thought is only helpful if you actually believe it. And that's the most important part of my job, is to step in when your belief breaks down and remind you who you are. So I want you to imagine for a minute, okay? Imagine feeling in control around food, going to a barbecue or summer picnic, and feeling calm and ease as you eat the food that you actually like and enjoy, and know that it's not going to derail your weight loss goals. Enjoying dessert or a glass of wine without stressing about having to make up for it in the gym the next day. Knowing that food isn't bad or off limits, so there's less desire to binge because you can have that food anytime. Imagine actually enjoying the exercise you do and no longer doing it from a place of punishment, trying to make up for what you ate the night before. Imagine loving getting dressed in the morning, shopping for new clothes, picking out sexy lingerie to wear on date night, or spending quality time with your spouse, kids, or grandkids, being fully present and engaged with them with energy and time to play. Imagine evaluating your week and realizing that you only overate once this past week instead of every day. Imagine looking in the mirror and telling yourself you're beautiful and actually believing it. Imagine feeling so damn proud of yourself for how far you've come that it brings you to tears. Weight loss isn't just about changing your body. It's changing your self-concept. A smaller body doesn't magically fix that. And relying on the scale or the size of your pants for your self-worth is a terrible way to live. How many years are you willing to miss out sitting in your pity party? You have been there long enough. It is time to break free. It is not too late to lose weight in 2024. In fact, I'll even go as far as to say that summer is the best time to get started. Not only will you practice losing weight the way that you'll live it, which means you'll do it while on vacation, when you go to the beach, when you're out on the weekend, when traveling across the country, while moving houses, changing jobs, growing your business, raising amazing kids. You'll build these habits that last a lifetime. And you'll have practice maintaining these consistent habits so that when the holidays roll around, like they do every year, you'll already feel in control of food, your choices, your habits, and your ability to either keep losing weight or maintain your weight with ease. Don't wait until the end of the year to get started. Don't wait until next year, right? Don't tell yourself, well, I've already blown it this year. Who cares? I'll start over next January. Screw it, why bother? You throw away the rest of the year when you could save it and you could make so much progress. You could potentially hit your entire goal in the next 6 months. Don't throw this time away. Don't wait until the end to get started. Waiting until the end of the year is like waiting to shoot a gun until you get into a war zone. Can it be done? Sure, but that's not how we train our troops. So don't expect to show up differently in November and December if you don't start practicing those habits now. Okay? Because weight loss has fuck all to do with the food and everything to do with what you believe about yourself. I have 3 more one-on-one coaching spots open this month before my rates go up in July. If you want to talk more about healing your relationship with food, learning to love your body, the body that you're in right now and all the way down the scale, ending emotional eating, and truly creating a life so good it blows your mind, I'd love to chat. You can schedule your free call at www.bodyyoucrave.com and we'll talk more about where you want to be in January of 2025. And I'll help you create a roadmap to get there with ease, without giving up your favorite foods, drinks, or time spent with family and friends. It's time to create the life and body you crave. I'll show you how.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.